Derek Johnson and Mike DeVito have ruptured their Achilles tendon. And then Jeff Allen has a bicep strain. We'll see how he is in the morning. That was a rough one. That was a rough game. I thought the guys kept battling through the end. I take responsibility for the offensive side of that. That was a terrible game that I called. I didn't give the guys an opportunity. Didn't put them in a good position to make plays. We put the defense in a big time bind a number of times. And then special teams, we need to do a better job. If we have a fake punt, then we got to make sure we convert on those. And we had a couple things there that turned into points. And we got to do better. Time's yours.
You looking at season-ending injuries for Johnson and DeVito?
I don't know that. We're going to evaluate them overnight. We'll see. Those normally aren't. They're normally that, but we'll see what happens.
Just Derek Johnson, just the impact of not
having him. Yeah, well, you know my theory on that. He's a great player, but I expect other guys to step up and do the job. So when given the opportunity, we want that to happen.
You mentioned special teams, Andy. How do you feel like your new kicker did in his first regular season game?
Yeah, well, he did good on two of them and missed on the long one. So his kickoffs were decent, so that was okay.
And Jamal had three touches right away and then eight the rest of the game. Mm-hmm. What was the reason for that?
Well, they took a few things away that we had designed for him, but that was one of the reasons.
Not to make excuses for not having Dwayne. You've known that for, I don't know, for a long time. It seemed like it was either Donnie or nothing downfield. 13 targets. It was pretty,
Yeah, I didn't do a very good job there. I could have used our short intermediate game better. Probably could have run it more, Not a very good job on my part.
Andy, Alex usually does a good job with interceptions. I know you've been on him a little bit to maybe be a little more aggressive down the field. Do you think that had a factor in what happened today? Well, not so much the last one, but...
Yeah, I think he was trying to make something happen, and things didn't work. So, again, those were calls down there. So, opportunities for shots, and they had them covered. So, again, I'll take that responsibility.
The call from the two. You were in that situation last year against them, and you hit it similar. Or you'd like to have that one back and going to halftime.
Any of the interceptions, I'd like that back, Randy. But, yeah, I would. I'd like to have that one back.
What were your impressions of Jake Locker and how he's kind of progressed?
Yeah, listen, they did a good job. Ken's done a nice job with that team, and they've got good talent there, and they utilized it. They did a real nice job there.
Last year, you guys built such momentum. Season went along. It's a tough way to start, obviously, especially with the injuries and all that stuff. Were you worried about the mental state of your guys? What was the locker room like there?
Well, listen, after a loss, you're down. I mean, you're not happy after a loss. There's a lot of time and effort that goes into it. I would expect them to be a bit down now and then start to rally themselves here as we get together tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.